48 paragraph Mishnah Zayin Eimah Barshem Yeretzor Svir Shemen Shal Truma Shalir Vienu Videi Ksul. It is forbidden to cook vegetables that have Kedusha Svir and olive oil that is Truma, so you shouldn't cause the Shemen Shal Truma to become Tussle. As the Yeretzor Svir has a Zman Beer, it has a time where it has to be disposed of. When it's no longer available to the animals in the field, you have to dispose of Peros Svir. Now if you cook in oil of Truma, the oil of Truma would get Kedusha Svir, scent, it received flavor from the yarek, so it also would have Kedusha Shvi'ez, and would also have to be disposed of as the Zman Beer. For the yarek, along with the yarek, you would have to dispose of the Shemesh or Truma as well. So you're causing the Shemesh or Truma to become possible. As the Zman Beer, you have to get rid of the Shemesh or Truma. And the Torah says that you have to guard over Truma to make sure it doesn't become Tame or otherwise possible. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook the yarek or Shvi'ez and the Shemesh or Truma, as you don't want to be forced to dispose of the Shemesh or Truma at this man beer. So Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem with causing Truma to become possible, so therefore you are allowed to cook the vegetables or Shvi'ez in the Shemesh or Truma. Now the Mishnah is discussing something else entirely. A priest or Shvi'ez that has Kedusha Shvi'ez and was sold or exchanged, the money you sold it for, the thing you exchanged it for, would have Kedusha Shvi'ez just like the priest of Shvi'ez itself. And the original priest would also remain of it. So the priest of Shvi'ez that you sold or exchanged would continue to have Kedusha Shvi'ez. And the money you sold it for, or the object you exchanged it for, would also be of it, would also have Kedusha Shvi'ez. Now the original priest of Shvi'ez remains of it even though you sold it or exchanged it. But the thing that you sold it for or exchanged it for would only be of it until you exchange it for something else. And the Rav gives an example. Somebody who has a pre-shel shvi'ez, and that pre-shel shvi'ez has kedusha shvi'ez, and you exchange it for basar, the basar would become basar since it was exchanged for a pre-shel shvi'ez. And the original pre would also be basar even though you exchange it. Now if you take that basar and exchange it for fish, the basar would no longer be basar since you exchanged it. Instead, the fish you exchange it for would be basar. It would have kedusha shvi'ez. Now if you take that fish and exchange it for oil, the fish would no longer have Kedusha Shvi'ez. Instead, the oil you exchange it for would have Kedusha Shvi'ez, while the original pre would continue to be usher. The original pre is always usher. And the thing that you exchange it for is only usher until you exchange it for something else. So that's what the Mishnah means. Achron, achron, nitfas b'shvi'ez. The last exchange is what had Kedusha Shvi'ez, while the original pre remains usher. It's forbidden to buy servants or land or non-kosher animals from money of Shvi'ez. Money that was received from selling Peros Shvi'ez, that money has Kedusha Shvi'ez, and it can only be used to buy certain things, such as food or drink or oil to rub on your body. Those are the only things that are allowed to be bought with Dmei Shvi'ez. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy servants, land, or behemoth to man. V'imlakach yoichal k'negdim. If you did buy avadim karkos or behemoth to man with dmei shvi'ez, the avadim karkos or behemoth to man would not have kedusha shvi'ez, even though it was bought with the money of shvi'ez, and rabbanim penalize you. They have to take some of your own money and go ahead and buy peros and eat them with kedusha shvi'ez. And since you use money of shvi'ez to buy product that you're not allowed to buy with Dmei Shvi'ez, Rabbanan penalize you and say to take that amount of money of your own money and to go ahead and buy peros and eat those peros as if they have Kedusha Shvi'ez. Ein mevin kinei zavet u'kinei yoldos mit Dmei Shvi'ez. You're not allowed to buy the kinei zavet, the two birds, the two tarim or the two pnei yona that are brought as a korban by a zavet. One is a chakas and one is a ola. And you can't use money of shvi'ez to buy those birds. Money that was received for the sale of peros shvi'ez cannot be used to buy korbanos. As we said, you can only use that money to buy food, drink, or shemen to rub on your body. So you can't buy korbanos with that money. So too, you can't buy the kinim of zavos. A zava, a woman who was a zava, she has to bring two birds, two torim, or two bnei yona, one a chakas and one a ola, and you can't use dmei shvi'ez to buy those birds, and so too, you can't use Dmei Shvi'ez to buy the Kinei Yoldos, the two birds that are brought by Oledes, a woman that has given birth. She also brings two Torah, or two Bnei Yona, one of the Chatos, and one is a Ola. Ben Havi Yoha Kadeza. If you did buy these birds that you use as korbanos from Dmei Shvias, the Rabbanim penalize you and say to take the equivalent amount of money they use to buy these korbanos and to buy peros with that money and to eat the peros as if they have Kedusha Shvias. This is a penalty of the Rabbanim. You have to take your own money and buy fruit with it and to eat those fruit as if they have Kedusha Shvias. Ain't sachin kelim b'shemen shel Shvias. You're not allowed to take oil that has Kedusha Shvias and to use it to rub on Kalim. And you're allowed to take Shemen Shel Shvias to rub on your own body. That is one of the permissible usages of Shemen of Shvias. But only to rub on your body, not to rub on utensils. If you did go ahead and rub them on utensils, we're going to penalize you and say that you have to take some of your own money to buy Shemen with that money and to use that Shemen as if it has Kedusha Shvias.